All right, let's move to item number five, our uncontested items calendar. Mr. Robertson? We have a number of agenda items within this.
Right.
And
go ahead.
Well, we have
check the car.
One already we know we're going to pull.
Right.
Mr. Schimmick. Okay.
So our uncontested items are, at this point, items 7 through 20, excluding item 9.
Right.
Okay, and I'm just, because we do have a little bit of the luxury of time, I'm going to mention just a sentence or two about each of the items that are on the uncontested agenda. Okay, I'll go through, and then at 19 you can interject. Okay, item 7 is concerning the Whitaker Ordnance Manufacturing Facility near Hollister. Item 7, we are proposing waste discharge requirements containing anti-degradation findings for and effluent limits for the injection of treated groundwater, which contains naturally occurring selenium and arsenic. Item 8, we are proposing adoption of a resolution approving CEQA findings of a negative declaration for this same treated groundwater reinjection project that is named in item 7. Item 7 has additional information I want to mention in the board member question and answer packets. Item 9 we're going to pull. Item 10 concerning the Trails End Mobile Home Manor. We are proposing to rescind waste discharge requirements. This facility has been enrolled under the statewide general order for small domestic wastewater systems. Item 11 is concerning a supporting resolution for San Benito County local agency ordinances to control salt inputs from self-regenerating water softeners. And this item has supplemental information that was emailed out to the board members and provided in the board member folders, and that information is available in the back in the public box. Item 12 concerning MHC Thousand Trails RV Resort. We are proposing waste discharge requirements for an existing mobile home and RV park. And I will say that this item has both a supplemental sheet and additional information in the board member question and answer packet. Item 13 concerning Laguna Sanitation. We are proposing reissuance of updated waste discharge requirements for this facility. Item 14, Pacifica Graduate Institute. We are proposing to rescind waste discharge requirements for this facility as it has connected to the Summerland wastewater treatment system. That's some good news. Item 15, concerning Pacific Dunes RV Resort. We are proposing to rescind waste discharge requirements for this facility on October 25th. Staff enrolled them in the statewide general order for small domestic wastewater systems. Items 16 and 17 are concerning general MPDS permits. One is for the highly treated groundwater MPDS permit, and the other is for the low-threat discharges MPDS permit. We are proposing reissuance of both of these.
I have a question on item 17 when we get to is this the point for that?
How about let me go through them all, and then we can pick them off as questions come up, or you can ask for them to be pulled, and we can serve them independently if you need a decent block of time. So we can do that on discretion. Item 17 has a supplemental sheet, and additional information was also provided in the board member question and answer packet. Item 18, concerning the Big Basin Redwood State Park, we are proposing reissuance of this permit. And this item has a supplemental sheet responding to board member questions regarding the facility's violation history. Item 19, concerning the Lompoc wastewater treatment plant, we are proposing reissuance of this permit.
And board members, I would like to provide you some information for a change to the response to comments. The city of Lompoc was concerned about the way that a comment had been characterized in the response, and they requested a clarification on the record. So in that permit, it establishes effluent limits for TDS of 1,100 milligrams per liter, and they had requested a time schedule order to give them an interim limit of 1,200 micrograms per liter. And the comment, as it's written now, says that they requested a change in the permit, and they didn't request a change in the permit. They requested a time schedule order. So we're just going to revise the comment and the response to comments, and the response is that they don't actually qualify for a time schedule order because the limit has been in their permit since 1995, and the time schedule order provisions don't authorize a time schedule order to protect them from mandatory minimum penalties at this time. So it's just a correction to the comment and the response to comments.
And item 20, concerning the Chevron Estero Marine Terminal, we are proposing to reissue the permit for this facility as well.
Okay, why don't we check with board members to see if there's any item in this proposed agenda item for pulling, any uncontested items that you would like to have pulled off this? Dr. Hunter?
Actually, thank you, Chair Young. I really appreciate the response on 7, and I think that satisfied all my questions. I was interested in understanding how the groundwater basin and the river recharge hydrology, how that would actually work. And so I appreciate that, those additional facts. And then on 12, I actually had thought I wanted to pull it, but the response was pretty meaty, and I appreciate also, again, the detail that was added to the information for our review. I do still have one remaining question, so we may be able to deal with it briefly, and if other board members feel it's worth talking further about, we might be able to pull it. But I think the response to 6 on that item, if you look at the Q&A doc, really is at the heart of the matter, and I still am not clear, and that is we now have limitations on the groundwater, measuring contaminants in groundwater for the RV chemical cleaning contaminants. And if you go to 6A, I see the staff says we still don't have enough information on the assimilative capacity, fate and transport characteristics of the contaminants to model or estimate their concentrations in the receiving water. So I'm still unclear on how the monitoring of the effluent and monitoring groundwater and what the time frame is for that and when we will begin to understand potential for impacts to groundwater and the drinking water wells that I think are in close proximity. I'm still not real clear on how all of those things relate.
Do you think staff can address this now, or should we pull the item for more discussion?
I'm going to recommend that we, if you're okay with that, that we address that right now.
Sure.
Okay. Cecile DiMartini from the staff is
Sure. Good morning, board members. Cecile DiMartini with Point Source section here, and essentially, your question about how we're going to ensure that groundwater isn't impacted and water supply wells downgradient will not be impacted as well. It is tough to tell how the VETO zone is going to assimilate, these contaminants. At this point, we do have you know, the monitoring requirement, you know, as soon as they install their monitoring wells, which, you know, we are really pushing for them to have it done by June of next year. In the interim, though, the discharger has agreed to collect water samples from their water supply wells. The difference there is that, you know, their water supply wells are screened at 350 some feet below ground surface, and so it wouldn't necessarily be representative first encountered groundwater, but you know, as far as public health, you know, it would be prudent for them to understand that, we have been in discussion, they have been agreeable, and they're here if they like, you know, if you'd like to get on the record from them as well.
Okay, so I guess, you know, the idea that we had put those conditions on monitoring effluent, and then we removed those limits for the three particular RV cleaning contaminants. But we will be getting information on a cooperative basis. We're getting information through a review of the kind of data that they do have access to.
Correct, yeah.
So we will see this information coming forward. So are we looking at the next 6 months?
From their water supply wells, yeah, definitely. From the monitoring wells that they have installed, probably in the next 6 months. And as far as the effluent limits, originally they were set at the discharge point into the septic tank, and it just didn't, the discharger made the point, like, yes, it's going to be in there, but still we don't know how that is going to show up in the groundwater. And so instead of putting an effluent limit at the discharge point in the septic tank, knowingly that there was going to show up, it made more sense to just understand, at what point or what concentration it would show up in groundwater. And it could be that, you know, it won't. But, yeah, you know, that's something you have to find out. But those effluent limits have been stated in the groundwater limitations. So they do have that as a limitation in their permit.
Okay. Well, I think the six-month period sounds like we will get much more information. Mm-hmm. And we can fill in some of the gaps on this. So as long as staff is following this very closely, I realize how limited we are with staff time these days. But as long as we're following that closely, I think I'm satisfied that we have as much information as we can at this point.
Okay.
Yes, it's important to me, too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other items, Dr. Hunter, of interest on this particular uncontested items calendar?
No.
For you? Okay.
No, that's
Mr. Jeffries,
it for me.
Did you have any?
Well, I just had a couple of questions on 17, but I understand there's another board member that has questions for 17 as well, so maybe we should just pull that. Mine could be answered very quickly by Ms. Soderbergh. And my questions deal with landscape discharge and swimming pools, hot tubs, fish ponds, sprinkler systems, etc. And to follow that up, are they required to have a permit? Because I'm looking at the order and it says permits.
Well, the intent of the actual listing was not more or less like similar to like the private boat owner with the bilge water.
Yeah, you answered those questions
right.
Very well for me.
And that the intent was not for the private citizen to have to enroll and get a permit, because there would be thousands of hot tubs or swimming pools in our region that would have to be regulated. What we were thinking of when the permit was first started back in the 90s was more the municipal supply, like a large swimming pool at a recreation center in the middle of town. So that was the intent.
If it had been put in there not for residential, that might have been better clarification if that was the case.
I can add that.
Because it reads, it's all-inclusive.
Right.
And I was just wondering, how are you going to handle all those permits, and how are you going to make it available to the general public to make them aware that they would need a permit?
Right.
So it really, I was looking for that. But I do thank you for your supplemental and talking about bilge and brine discharge.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
Very good.
Would you like staff to put some clarifying language
yes.
in there?
Yes. Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay.
I will do so.
Great. Okay.
Thank you.
Any other items, Russ?
No.
Okay.
Fine.
How about down here? Mr. Johnston, any items that...
On 17.
Okay.
I mean, my initial problem was a prohibition on brine discharges to the sanctuary by desalination plants when we pretty much can't have a desal plant right now without brine discharges. And that was clarified to make it clear that the intent of the staff proposal was to simply retain the authority to regulate the brine discharges on an individual permit basis and not cover them on a blanket basis in this permit. I agree with the Q&A note that the language was still unclear. The further amendment suggested in the Q&A appears to have some typos in it. It reads, brine discharges from desalination facilities are prohibited into Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary, are not authorized under this low-threat general permit. It appears to me that somebody neglected to strike the words are prohibited from that.
Right.
And I'm assuming that that was the intent. If that's done, I don't really have an issue with it. Don't feel a need to pull it.
Can I just make a clarification about that? I did not understand what the concern was, and I just want to say that the regional board has the authority in waste discharge requirements and the basin plan to prohibit discharges, types of discharges, or locations of discharges. That's the legal method to prohibit a discharge. So this permit is a general permit intended to allow low-threat discharges, and therefore it prohibits high-threat discharges. So it is the appropriate language in the permit to say that brine discharges are prohibited under that permit. It's not appropriate to say they're not authorized. They're explicitly prohibited in the permit. However, they can be authorized in another permit. So the permit should, if it's not clear, should be clarified, continue to state that in this permit, this low-threat permit, brine discharges are prohibited. But it could add a sentence, if it's not there, to say that those discharges may be authorized in a separate individual permit. And so that
it does.
If that clarifies.
It says under an NPDS permit.
Right. So the word prohibit is actually the appropriate word from the statute.
I would have no problem with the language saying are prohibited under the low-threat permit,
right. Okay.
And would require an individual permit. My problem was the original language as drafted said they're prohibited from desalination facilities. And I have a fundamental problem with prohibiting something that in every instance where we permit a desal plant, we're going to override that prohibition.
Right, so it just needs to be clarified in that this permit, they're not authorized, but they are prohibited, but they could be authorized in a separate permit.
Mr. Chair, I wrote the revision to the revision. And unfortunately, what happened when my language was transferred into this document is the strikeout and underline didn't come through. So that's why it's very strange. So let me tell you what it's supposed to say. And it actually does not line up with what our council is suggesting. But let me please tell you what it's supposed to say. So the very last paragraph here says, quote, brine discharges from desalination facilities, and then cross out, are prohibited. So if you line through are prohibited, that's the way it was supposed to read, into Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary. Marine supposed to be underlined because that was missing. So that's a new word that's added, so that's why it's supposed to be underlined. Are not authorized under this low-threat permit, and then however, and the and the small t are supposed to be crossed out, and then start with capital T. The Central Coast Water Board will consider permitting brine discharges to the sanctuary under individual NPDES permits. So that's how it's supposed to read. And again, it doesn't exactly line up with what Ms. McChesney is saying as far as leaving in some reference to prohibited under this permit.
May I suggest what if we simply said are prohibited under this low-threat general permit? Instead of are not authorized, say are prohibited under this low-threat general permit. However, Central Coast Board will consider permitting brine discharges on an individual NPDES permit. I think that's what Mr. Johnston was getting at.
Does it work for you, Council?
Yes.
Works for me.
I will make it so.
Okay. All right. Mr. Johnston, any other items on this proposed list?
No.
Okay. Dr. Wolfs?
Separate item. So are we done with this particular item?
Yeah. Any item that you want to talk about pulling off of the...
Yeah. Item 11.
Okay. And that's going to be pulled anyway because we have a card, a speaker card for it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll hold in for
okay. that. Mr. Jordan? Okay.
Sorry, I just have one more comment on the one we were just talking about.
Of course.
I looked at the water code, and the words it uses it is that the board can specify areas where a type of discharge will not be permitted. So if we want to actually use the statutory language, it's are not permitted by this rather than are prohibited.
That's fine. And, yeah.
Such a troublemaker.
Where is she? So I think what that means is we'd go back to what I just read, but change the word where it says to the sanctuary are not authorized to say are not permitted under this?
Correct.
Okay. So we would delete the are prohibited words. And I think it's better because to say it's prohibited is kind of confusing.
Okay. So
Okay, I was just going to quickly restate what's still on our consent agenda and the proposed modifications as well. So items 7, 8, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 with modifications right. to the language, 18, 19 with modifications to the comments, response to comments, as noted from our attorney, and 20 are on consent.
Okay.
Do we have any cards for this?
We have cards for item 9, item 11.
Okay.
So is there any member of the public that wishes to have any other item on this proposed uncontested items calendar pulled for discussion? Okay.
I move approval of the consent agenda.
So that leaves us just 9 and 11, correct? All right. You going to make a motion?
I move that we approve the consent agenda that was read off by the acting
Mr. Roberts.
Mr. Roberts.
Can I interject one more thing?
Yes.
I see Sheila Soderberg standing at the podium, and I'm reading her mind, and she's saying, don't forget the table switch.
Yes. Change, yes.
Yes, there's a change on item 17. When we went to reproduction, a column was chopped off. So the public, when the public comment period ended, that is correct. But when we went to finalize it for the board member package, we want to make sure you guys know, and this is the corrected attachment.
Okay, attachment D is for item 17.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm happy to second on that motion.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the motion carries unanimously. Let's